Damon and Molly for Power FM. That is the latest from Aussie Sam Fisher, teaming up with Demi Lovato for What Other People Say. And Sam joins us now all the way from LA. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. It's so good to be on the show. How are you?
Oh, we are so good. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Of course. Any time I get to see this show, it's a good day.
Now, your song, This City, absolutely blew up last year, but I'm so interested in the fact that you actually wrote the song in 2016, it then came out 2018, and then TikTok just helped the song explode.
Yeah, I know, I'm just as shocked as both of you guys were. I didn't know what TikTok was when This City started going viral on there, and it's definitely changed the game a bit. Hey, I wouldn't be talking to you guys without it. So go on TikTok, I guess.
When you've written a song 5 years ago, is it a little bit hard to perform that song with maybe the same emotions and passions as when you first wrote it? Are those feelings a little bit redundant by now, or is it something you can still touch on?
You're at a different stage of your life.
I mean, yeah, I'm at a different stage of my life, and I'm much more confident as a person and in my being, I guess. But, you know, this city still pays for my apartment, so I still love it so much. I wouldn't get to talk to you guys without This City. It means the world to me, and every time I perform it, it just takes on new meaning. And every time someone sends me a message to say how much this song has helped them, it just, I wouldn't have the career that I have right now and be in the position that I'm in without it. So I don't think over my whole life I will ever get tired of performing This City.
Sam, we know what a talented songwriter you are, but with that, do you often just find yourself admiring the work of other songs? We saw you on an Instagram Live recently talking about Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License, saying you wished you'd written that song. Do you get that feeling often?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get jealous of songs sometimes, especially Driver's License. That is such a geniusly crafted song. I'm a fan. I'm a fan first. And I'm so inspired by other artists. I came up being heavily influenced by like Carole King and James Taylor, and then like Boyz II Men and Beyonce and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and just some epic lyricists. And then, you know, Ed Sheeran I personally think he's the best modern songwriter.
Yeah, agree.
He taught me that. To write a good song, take a simple concept and say it in a way that no one else has. And that's just, I don't know. I'm just trying to give people a safe place to feel what they're feeling. And if they can do that in my songs, and then I feel like I'm doing something right.
Now, Sam, you are a songwriter at heart. You've obviously got your own songs that are doing very, very well, but you've also written songs for artists like Keith Urban, Jessie J, Andy Grammer, the list goes on. Do you ever have a moment of envy where you're like, oh, that's so weird because they're singing my words, that's my story, or is it nice to kind of take that back seat and maybe hear how someone else has taken on your experiences through song?
You know, there hasn't been many songs that I've given to another artist that I've wished that I had written myself because it's just, you know, I think the songs, look, it's not that deep what we're doing. Music absolutely helps people, but if the pandemic and everything has taught me one thing, I'm just so lucky to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So to have regrets about songs just doesn't make much sense to me, and I love being able to give a song to an artist or write a song with an artist and have their face light up and then get emotional about finally being able to say what they've been trying to say. Mm. So I don't know, you know, I think there will always be another song, and I'm just, anytime anyone wants to write with me or sing one of my songs, it's the coolest thing in the world.
Art is it's so great to create with others, and I'd imagine the same goes for songwriting, because you've just said there that, you know, you write the song and then whoever you're playing it for, they're feeling exactly, you know, what you've written down. Have you had moments like that where someone else has written with you and you've gone, oh my God, I love that?
Oh yeah. I have a small crew of people here who I write with, and they're so much better than me, you know. I'm really lucky to work with some unbelievably talented people who I think when you get comfortable around people, you can say whatever you want without judgment, and even if the idea is bad, you feel comfortable to, you know, for someone to say, yeah, it's not very good, try harder. And it just, we push each other and beautiful things happen. So, yeah, it's cool.
Well, speaking of Aussie Sam Fisher, he, of course, is on the new track with Demi Lovato. It's called What Other People Say. This track, Sam, is a pretty raw reflection on the pressure of people pleasing. Are you someone that's fallen into that trap throughout your journey?
Absolutely. I still fall into it. It's, you know, we're in a opinion-based industry, and I wouldn't be here without you guys. I wouldn't be here without my fans. I wouldn't be here without the people in the industry who put me on any kind of platform. So, yeah, you know, there's always a level of people pleasing, and bless my therapist. He hears a lot about my struggles.
Oh, but love therapy.
They make for some good art. So, yeah, you know, you gotta. I still fall victim to it, but I'm getting there. I'm getting more comfortable with who I am every day, and just trying to live as honestly as possible, and hopefully that comes through in the music.
It must be a difficult thing to manage, because just at the start of this week, you did your first live performance in a year, and it was on the Ellen stage with Demi. You may as well start big. I mean, in all seriousness, what does a platform like that do for an artist?
Overwhelms them, sends them into deep insecurities. No, it was such a crazy experience, and especially having not performed in a year. I feel like we finished the song, and Demi turns to me and she's like, "We did it, we killed it." And I was kind of like, "Yeah,
that's right."
I feel like I blacked out the whole time, but we, you know, I got home, I was sitting on my balcony, I'm just kind of like, it just, I truly can't find the words to say how, I don't know, how appreciative of Demi and everyone around the world who supported the song and got the invitation from Ellen, and just being able to do things like that as an artist, it's a big dream, it's a bucket list thing, and
yeah,
having it actually happen I'll never get used to it.
Molly, you're a bit of a board game fiend. You love a board game, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
In the lyric video for this song, Demi and Sam's faces are on like this kind of animated version of a Guess Who game. Sam, please tell me you get your own version of that at home.
You know what? I've been asked that before, and I have hit the label up, and I said, all right, this needs to be some kind of special merch at some point.
Damn straight.
But the cool thing is they've been made into, like, gifts, you know, they've been made into gifts for Instagram, so you can go and type in what other people say and find our faces and in all those different appearances. But it's pretty cool. Hey, that lyric video is, I wish I could take credit for it, but my project manager at the label, Simon Forbes, he came up with that idea, and I was like, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It just came out so cool.
Well, Sam, it has been so nice chatting to you. I'm really getting the vibe that you're just a cool, calm, collected, very humble human, and it's so refreshing. So thank you so much for taking the time. This has been lovely to catch up.
Yeah, get around What Other People Say. It's available to stream and download now. Sam Fisher, great to chat.
Thank you guys so much. It means the world. All the loving support has been absolutely incredible, and I can't wait to come home and see you all.